Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Aleph. We left off in daf Lamed Amud Beis. We just got past the Mishnah on daf Lamed Amud Beis. We fell a little bit behind yesterday. So today we're going to finish up the discussion. Yesterday we read the Mishnah about how there was one time that Niskalkul Alvim Bashir, and because Niskalkul Alvim Bashir, they decided to be Makabal Eidus HaChodesh only until Mincha, and then on Lamed Elul, on the 30th day of Elul. So the Gemara is going to talk about what it means that Niskalkulu Alvim Bashir. I forgot to mention, today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer very much for the continued sponsorship. So we're going to discuss what it means that Niskalkulu Alvim Bashir, the two possibilities of what it means, and the Gemara is going to try to bring Raya one way or the other. Then the Gemara is going to tell us the shear of each day and why that shear was chosen for each. I'm on mute? No, I'm not on mute. Everyone's giving me a thumbs up. Okay, so, all right. Yeah, okay. Maybe the person's volume is down. So. The Gemara is going to discuss why the shear of each day was chosen for that day. Then the Gemara is going to tell us the shira of Musaf and Mincha for Shabbos, and then it's going to tell us the 10 masaus of the Shechina and of the Sanhedrin, as in the following the Churban Abayis. And the Gemara is going to tell us more about the Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on the Beis. The Mishnah is going to tell us that whether Edom go to Beis Din or to a place where the Rosh Beis Din currently is, and we're going to have a list on Amud Beis of 9 different Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which is a natural thing to list at this point because we've been going through in the Mishnayos all the Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai post Chorban. So let's begin again. I think we just read through the Mishnah, right? We left off at the Gemara yesterday at Lamed Amud Beis. So now the Mishnah said, because the Edom were delayed in coming, Niskalkul Alvim Bashir. So says Gemara, Ma Kilkul Alvim Bashir? What sort of mistake did they make in singing the Shir because the Edom had come so late? So Hacha Targimu, Shalom Amru Shira Kol Iker. In Bavel, they explained that the Kilkul was that they didn't say a Shira at all on the time of Shalbein Arabayim, because they didn't know if Edom were going to come or not. So Mela, if Edom don't come this day, the day that they're on is a weekday, and they should say a Shir Shal Chol of the Nisa Chayayin of the time of Shalbein Arabayim. Or it could be that Edom are still going to come before Shkia, then they're going to be Mekadesh this Chodesh, and this day is Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they should be saying the Shir Shal Rosh Hashanah. But because they realize that both of those are possibilities, they didn't say any Shira, because if you don't know what to do, they just stood still, they didn't do anything. And that was the Kilkul. By the time of Shal Shachar, there is no Shira Miuchedas, there is no specific Shira for Rosh Hashanah, because most years the Edom didn't come before the Zman HaKrav is Tamid Shal Shachar. But by Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, where there's going to be a separate Shira, so they usually Edom came, but at that point Edom had not yet come, so they didn't know what to do, and therefore they did nothing. That's one explanation. Rabbi Zeira Amar, no, Sha'amru Shira Shal Chol Im Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. No, the Kilkul was that they do the Shira Shal Chol with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, and then Edom showed up, and it turned out that it was really Rosh Hashanah. They figured if Edom hadn't come at this point, Mistama Edom aren't going to come at all. So they'll be Mekadesh the Chodesh the next day, and this day, and the 30th day of Elul is for sure going to be a weekday. So they said a Shira Shal Chol, and then Edom came, or Mekadesh the Chodesh, and it became Rosh Hashanah. So it turned out that they said a Shira Shal Chol on Rosh Hashanah itself. There is a Machlokas. So this is the fundamental machlokas in the Gemara, that the Bnei Bavel held that they didn't say Shira at all, and Rabbi Zeira says that they said a Shira Shal Chol. There is a machlokas in Maseches Megillah why it is that we don't say Hallel on Purim. Rav Nachman holds that the reason is Kriyasa Zuhelula, that the Kriyasa Megillah is the Hallel itself. According to Rava, the reason is because Klal Yisrael didn't go out L'cheirus at the end of the Purim story. Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan. We still remain Avadim to Achashverosh, and therefore there's no reason to say Hallel. So comes along the Meiri, and the Meiri writes that according to Rav Nachman, if a person doesn't have access to a Megillah on Purim, he has to say Hallel, because if you hold the whole reason that we don't say Hallel on Purim is Kriyasa Zuhelula, but in and you don't have a Megillah, you don't have a Kriya, you don't have a Mikra Megillah, so in the Mele you're back to saying Halal. However, a number of Acharim disagree with that, and they hold that even someone who doesn't have a Megillah should not say Halal. And they say that because we pasken like Rava, not like Rav Nachman. There are several reasons given why we don't say Halal on Purim. Who says Kriya Zuei Lula is the reason we pasken like. That's how the Chidah writes, that's how the Chasam Sofer writes. Others say that the reason of Kriya Megillah is considered a Halal, that's why they were misakin the mitzvah. They were not misakin a halal at all. Meaning, in a chinami, the reason Chazal were never misakin to say halal on that day was because the Megillah takes place of halal. But not that there's a mitzvah of halal and we fulfill it with Megillah. Is that there's no mitzvah of halal? They were never misakin a mitzvah of halal because there is Megillah. So if you don't have a Megillah, there's still no mitzvah of halal on Purim. That's what the Tshuva Me'ava writes. Now in the Tshuva's Shari Deya, he asks on the Meiri from our Gemara. Why? Because our Gemara says that according to the Chachmei Bavel, because they didn't know what Shir to say, they didn't say Shira at all. Well, why don't they say Shira at all if the Shir of the Karban is a mitzvah d'oraisa? So whatever Shir you say, whatever Shir you choose is only a din d'rabbanan. We're going to go through all the choices that Chazal made of what Shira to say. But the mitzvah to actually say Shira, to say something is a mitzvah d'oraisa. How you do it is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So they should have said some sort of shir in order to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. Why didn't they? According to the Chachmei Bavel, it must be that when Chazal are misakin how to do a mitzvah, and you don't have the ability to do the mitzvah in the way that Chazal told you to do it, you're not chayiv in that mitzvah at all. So who adin when it comes to halal? Since Chazal are misakin halal dafka by Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim and not by saying Halal, if you don't have the ability to read the Megillah, then you don't do that mitzvah at all, because that's the rule that when Chazal tell you how to do a mitzvah, you have to do it that way, and without doing it that way, you're not even Mekayim, you don't even do the mitzvah at all, you're totally parted from the mitzvah. There's perhaps a Machlokas Rishonim about this in the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara tells us that a person who sits in the sukkah, Rosh of Ruba v'sukkasu v'shulchan v'sulchabayis, it's a violation of Nisa D'Rabbanan, that Shemi Yimashech Achar Shulchanah. So the Gemara has an expression, Im Keino Sisa lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If that's how you've done it, then you've never been Mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. Well, wait a second, never been Mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah on a Daraisa level, you've for sure been Mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. It's only a Gezeira mid'Rabbanan. So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Do we say that, no, it means you aren't Mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah in the best possible way, the way the Rabbanan wants you to do it? Or no, maybe it actually means, since the Rabbanan told you this is how you do the mitzvah of sukkah, if you don't do it in that way, you're not even mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. That the Rabbanan have that kind of power to tell us that we're not even mekayim d'oraisa. There's no gad to a sugi here in Rosh Hashanah as well, because this relates to the issue of that we just learned about, of Tkiya Shofar on Shabbos. So we say we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos because Shemi Yavriyanu Dalar on Sprushus Rabin, unless it's a Makom Sheishba Bezdin or whatever. So let's say there's someone that is blowing Shofar on Shabbos. Is it worthwhile to go hear it? Meaning you'll be Mekayim Mitzvah Daraisa. Or do you say no? If the person is doing something against what Chazal said, even though they may be doing something that from a Torah perspective is a mitzvah, it becomes not a mitzvah at all, and therefore it wouldn't even be worth hearing it. So that's a similar idea to what we're trying to prove from here. So anyway, so the Gemara has these two deos. Amar Rabbi Zeira la Ahava Berei, Pok Tani Lehu. Rabbi Zeira told his son Ava, go and teach this brisa that it's mashma from this brisa that the kilkul was that they said a shira shalchal, and the kilkul was not that they just didn't say any shira at all. And here's what the brisa says: Hiskinu shloim kablin edus hachodesh ella kedei sheyeshus biyom lahakriv tmini musafin viniskehem velomar shira shelo b'shibush. They made a takana that they're not going to be mekabel edus hachodesh on the 30th day of Elul unless there's going to be enough time to be makriv the tmidin musaf and the Nesachim that go along with it, and so that the Levim will be able to say Shir Shalom B'Shibush. They'll be able to sing the Shir Shalom B'Shibush. But if they're not going to have enough time after the Edom come to bring all the proper Karbanos of Ben Arbayim after the Mekadesh L'Chodesh, then don't be Mekabel Edom, and there'll be no egg that day as a Yom Chol as far as the Karbanos and as far as Shir Shal Yom. Well, Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Amr Shir D'Chol Hainu D'Ika Shibush. If you can say that what they did was the mistake was that they said the Shira, but it was the Shira of Chol. I understand the Shibush that you're talking about. The Shibush was in the Shira, because they said the Shira of Chol on Rosh Hashanah. Eli'i Amrit Lo Amr Klal, but if you're going to say that the Kilkul was that they didn't say Shira at all, my Shibushika, what Shibush is there with the Shira? What's the Shibush with the Shira itself? They didn't say anything. Kim Lo Amr Klal, in the Shibush, Gadol Mizeh. So says the Gemara, no, and not saying it is also a Shibush. That's not a Raya. Because we use the term shibush, then it must mean that they said the shira shel chol. No, it's also shibush to just not say anything. So that's what it means that they have to be careful to say the shira on the Karban Tamid and not to refrain from saying it entirely, because that's the greatest shibush you can make in the avodas Beis Hamikdash. So says Mar, let's try to bring another raya. Masav Ravacha Bar Huna. Ravacha Bar Huna challenges that which they said in Bavel that they didn't say shira at all. That Tamid shel Rosh Hashanah Shachris Karav Kilchaso. The Karban Tamid of Rosh Hashanah in the morning, they were Makrivit Kilchaso. The Levim said the Shir Shalchol on the Nesachim, the Shir that's appropriate for that day. If it falls on Yom Rishon, they said the Shir Shal Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Shir Shal Yom Sheni, v'chulei. But Musaf Mahu Omer, and what did they say, what Mizmor of Tehillim would they say at Musaf? So they would say the chapter of Tehillim that includes the Pasuk, Harninu Lelukimu Zenu Haril Leluke Yaakov, which is the Shir of Yom Chamishi, and they would say that on Rosh Hashanah always because it mentions Trua in the chapter by Mincha and by the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im Ma'u Omer, which Mizmor of Tehillim would they say? So they would choose Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar in order to make sure Rosh Hashanah that they mentioned the Kol Shofros of Matan Torah on Rosh Hashanah. So they'd say Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar, which is a reference to the Shofar of Matan Torah. Ubizman Shechal Rosh Hashanah Lios B'Chamishi B'Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah fell out on Thursday, and Edim came before the Tamid Shel Shachar Shashira Shalo Harnina Lelukim, where that day's proper Shira is supposed to be Harnina Lelukim Uzenu. So Lo Yo Omer b'Shachris, they wouldn't say that at Shachris. Rather, because they're gonna, it would then turn out that they're saying it twice. The whole mizmar Elamau Omer. So what would they say with the Tamid Shel Shachar? Hasirosi misevel shichmo until the end of the mizmar. So from that, because over there it talks about Yosef being let out of jail on which happened on Rosh Hashanah. So it's a hemshich to the pasuk prior to the Edus piYosef Sama b'Teis Halas Mitzrayim. So it's a reference to Yosef being let out of jail. That happened on Rosh Hashanah, so that's the replacement mizmar that we say. Vimbo Edim and Vedim come to Mikadish the Chodesh Rosh Hashanah that's Chal on Yom Chamishi. Acher Tamid Shel Shachar, after they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, so it's at the time that they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, they didn't know if Edim were going to come to be Mikadish that day or not, so they didn't. There was no reason for them to say the mizmar other than Hasirosi, meaning they didn't have to say the mizmar from Hasirosi and on, it's a weekday, so Omer Harninu, they would say Harninu by the Tamid Shel Shachar, Afalpi Shechozer V'Kovel Hasparek, even though that means that it's risky, that Eid might still come and they're going to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, and then they're going to have to say the whole Parak again when it comes time for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Now from this price, so Rav Acha tries to prove, like Rabbi Zeira, that they said a Shira Shochal, and it's not that they didn't say Shira Kol Iker, it's that they said a Shira Shochal. How do we how do we prove that Rabbi Zeira is incorrect? Because Iyam Bishlava Kol Hecha Demistapka. If you can say that any time that they have a suffix, what Shira to say, whether it should be a Shira Shel Chol or a Shira Shel Rosh Hashanah, since we don't know if Edim are going to come or not, Samrin and Shira De Chol, they would just say a Shira De Chol. Haynu De Kamar Omra B'Koflo. That's why the Brisa says that Omra B'Koflo, that they would say the Shira Shel Chol of Shachris, even though afterwards they'd be Kofel, they'd say it again at Musaf. Eli Iyam Rit Omer Klal. But if you can say that if you're not sure what to do, they just wouldn't say anything. My Omra B'Koflo. Why do we say that that the Shir Shel Chol of Shachris, and then they'd be Kofel and Musaf by Shachris, and they're still Musafak, whether it's Chol or Rosh Hashanah, they should have not said anything if you hold that that's what you do. So there's not going to be any Kfelis, there's not going to be any doubling up of anything. So the fact that we say that they're going to double, they're going to say it twice, implies that when we're uncertain that they should that they should sing a Shir Shel Chol and not do nothing. So says Gemara, no.
Shaini Hasam, that which the Brisa says that they would double it up is Dishira Diyomehu, because by Tom Shel Shachar, even if you know that it's Rosh Hashanah, you would say the Shir Shel Chol is Shaykh to that day. It's only if Rosh Hashanah falls in Yom Chamishi that they would switch it out because they don't want to double it up. So if the suffix is only whether to double it or to say it, say the proper Shir that day only once, better to say the regular shear and the shear that's right, make radin, because it fits that day no matter what. The only concern is that you might have to do it twice, but it's definitely appropriate for that day. Good. So now the Gemara discusses the way that the Levim did the shear by Nisa Chayayin in the Beis HaMikdash, which mizmorim they would sing each day, and why it is that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah chose those particular mizmorim. So Tanya, Rabbi Yudom Rishon Rabbi Akiva, Barishon Mahal Yomrim, what would they say on Sunday? So they would say Mizmor Chavdalad in Tehillim, which includes Hashem Aretzum Loa, Al Shem Shakana Vihikna Vishalit Ba'olamo, because it refers to the fact that, of course, Baruch Hu created the world, he was makna the world to those who live in it, meaning he created the world so that he can give, meaning it's like kona al menas lahaknos, the reason he created the world so that he can give it and share it with us so that we can enjoy it, and vishalit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalit ba'olamo, he alone rules over the world, and on Yom Rishon it was he alone that had any power to do anything because there were no malachim yet. What do we say on the second day, on Monday? So we say Mizmor Memches, which is God Al Shem Umuhulo Maod. So Al Shem Shechilik Maasav Umalachalein. And the reason we choose that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechalik between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim by creating the Rakia to be Mavdil between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim HaTachtonim. And he went and sat Bamarom like Shras Hashchin and Yushlaim and Harabayas. Bashlishi HaYomrim, what would they say on Tuesday? That's our Daf Yomi coincidence. Today's Tuesday. El Kim Nitzav Va'adas Kel. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nitzav Va'adas Kel. Bekerav El Kim Yishpot. Why? Al Shem Shegila Eretz B'Chachmaso Ve'Heichin Tevela Adaso. He said because on that day the Torah says that Yikavu Amayim Yitach Sashvayim Al Mekom Echav V'Tira Hayabasha, that the dry land was exposed. So that's why El Kim Nitzav Va'adas Kel. The Edav Hakadosh Baruch Hu lives on dry land. So where the Ada is going to live was exposed on that day. So it's a place where he set up the Adas Kel, which is Klal Yisrael, but the place where the Jewish people are going to be able to live. Baraviyu Ayom Riven, on Wednesday they would say Mizmor Tzadi Dalit Kel Nekamos Hashem Al Shem Shabarach Chamu Ulevana Va'asal Liparim Avdehen, that he's a Kel Nekamos because that's the day of the sun and the moon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back, he's going to punish those who worship the sun and the moon. Now the sun and the moon are not the only types of Avodah Zarah, so you could argue the day he created anything could be a day that to say Kel Nekamos Hashem. So that's what the Achronim point out, that even though there are many other types of Avodah Zarah, the Ikur Nekama and Peranos is for the Ovdei Achama. The Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin says that B'Shah Shachama Zorachas and all Malchi Mizruch Umarev take off their crown, put their crowns on their head and are Mishtachavet to the Chama, that's Miyad Koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at that moment. Apparently there was something particular about sun and moon worship which was very appealing in ancient times, and that was something that Kaviyachl infuriated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's going to be Yasa Lipara from those who are Oved those Avodah Zarah. B'Chamishu HaYomrim, on Thursday they would say Hanina Lel Kibuzenu Al Shem Shabar Ofos V'Dogim L'Shabeach L'Shmo, because he created Ofos and Dogim because when people see all these beautiful birds and fish that are all different from each other, you give Shevach to the one who created them. So that's why Harninu Lelukim, we're naturally going to see the Bria, and we're going to sing praises to Hashem that He created all of these beautiful Brios, which implies that that's supposed to be our reaction, that we're supposed to look at the beautiful Brios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Hashem for creating such things. That there's some of the post can point out that there are some of the Gedolei Achronim that used to dafka go to the zoo once in a while. The idea of the Chalamoi trip to the zoo is not something that's brand new. Go see the creation location of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't normally have access to all these different locations. We don't live in Africa. We don't live in the places where all these animals actually come from and where they belong. So it's good to be able to see all of the vastness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, so that a person is able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aninu Lelukim Uzeinu. Bashishu Hayomrim, and on Friday we'd say Hashem Melech Yosavesh Avtikun David Baltimot. Why is that? Al Shem Shagamar Melachto Umalach Alehen, because Hashem finished the Melach of creating the world on Yom Shishi. So Tikun Tevel, that he finished the world and he was Melach Alehen. Hashem Melech Yosavesh Bashviu Hayomrim Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos Liyom Shekulu Shabbos, that it's Mizmor Shil Yom Shabbos, it's a day that's Menucha L'Chaye Olamim. And in the seventh millennium that we have in this world, the world is going to be destroyed. There's not going to be any people left. So too, all malachas that we do up until for the first 6 days of the week, and it's all for Shabbos, where there's going to be total rest. So Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos relates to the Elef HaShvi'i, to the seventh millennium, where it's also going to be a total shvisa from Malacha. So Rabbi Nechemia disagrees with the reason for Rabbi Akiva of why we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Maro Chacham L'chalek Ben HaPrakim Alalu. He says, what did Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda decide to be Mechalek between these Prakim, and the reason that they're Mesakein, these Mizmorim that we sing, that all the days of the week we say the Shir of the Mizmor, which are Keneged the Shesh Tzimei Bereshis, and on Shabbos, we don't say Keneged Shabbos Bereshis, we say Keneged the Shabbos of the seventh millennium. I mean, that's a little bit strange. You're following a clear pattern for the first 6 days that everything relates to one of the Sheish Tzimei Breishis. Then on the seventh day, all of a sudden, we're not talking about Maisa Breishis anymore. Now we're talking about what's going to be in the future in the 7,000th, in the seventh millennium of existence. Ella, no, all the Mizmorim are about Sheish Tzimei Breishis. Barishon Shekhan Vikram Vashal Ba'olam. B'shein Yishchel Masav Malach Alei. B'shlish Yishchel Masav Malach Alei. B'rivi 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 Yishchel And Bashvi, Hashem Shabbos, because Hashem finally rested. So that's the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. I don't know why he has to repeat the first six, right? That seems to all be the same. The only thing that's different is he's showing that Shvi'i is part of that. Part of that same trend. V'kamiflugi and the machlokas of Yekivin Rabbi Chemia is b'drav Ketina. Is they're arguing about what Rav Ketina said. Damar Rav Ketina, shisa alfi shana havi alma. The world is going to exist for 6,000 years. V'chad charuv, and then for 1,000 years, it's going to be desolate. Shenemar b'niskav Hashem levado b'yom ayhu, that there's going to be that day, the elef hashvi'i, the yom of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's elef shanim. So we call it b'yom ayhu, even though it's 1,000 years, where Hashem is going to be all alone. So Amar Abayi Amar Charuv Shnemar Yichayenu that Trei Charuv, that after the 6,000 years that the world is going to exist, there are going to be 2,000 years where it's Charuv Shnemar Yichayenu Miyomayim, that after Yomayim of Chorban, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us Tchias Amesim in the third millennium post existence. But Musafet Shabbata, when they would be Menasech the Karban Musaf on Shabbos, Mayu Omrim, some Ravan Barava, Amarav, they would say Parshas Hazinu and divide it up into six sections. Haziv Lach. Each week they would say a different section of Hazinu, and the simon to know is Haziv Lach, that the Parsha begins with a Hey, Hazinu Hashemayim, and then the Parsha of with the Zayin, Zachor Yemos Olam, and then Yarkiveu Al Bamase Aretz, and then Vayar Hashem Vayinatz, and that's six psukim each. And then you have Lulekas Oyev Agur, and then Kiyadin Hashem Amo. And that's eight psukim each of those last two. So that's how it's divided up, Hazivlach. V'amarav Chan Barava, Amarav, Kedarok Shechalukim Kan, Kachalukim Beis HaKnesses. The same way we divide it up in the Beis HaMikdash, so too on Shabbos that we read, Parshas Hazinu, you're supposed to divide up the Aliyos for each Olam HaTorah, Dafka, in those spots. B'masisa, B'minchasa de Shabbata, on Mincha of Shabbos by the Karmel Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, that they brought a Mincha, Mahayu Omrim. So what would they say? What shir would they say? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Az Yashir, they would say, Az Yashir Moshe, until the pasuk of Micha Melcha, u'Micha Melcha, and then they would say Micha Melcha until the end of the Shira, and then the third Shabbos they would say Va'az Yashir, they would say Az Yashir Ali Ve'aranula until the end of the Shira. So Yibayilu, Hani Kulu B'chad B'Shabbata Armilu. All those Shiros that you would say on Shabbos, would they say them all on one Shabbos? No, they would divide it up between each parak of the Shira to switch off and blow different chatzosos in between them, meaning maybe. Maybe they would read it all on one Shabbos and they would just split it up in terms of they would switch the musical instruments, they would switch the niggin in between Odilma Kol Shabbat and Shabbat Amrichad. Or maybe they didn't read it all on one Shabbos. Each Shabbos they would read a different parak and they would switch for the next Shabbos. So says Umar Tashima. One great thing about the COVID era is I didn't have a cold for 2 years. Back to going to chasanas and shaking hands and everything. So Tashima, Ditanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Atzer Rishono Meres Achas, until they say the first the Shir of Musaf on the first six prakim of Parshas Hazinu, Shnia Chozer Shtayim. The second Shira that they said in the Tamashil Ben Arbayim that the Levim would say, they had enough time to say it twice. Shema Mina, Kol Shabbat V'Shabbat Amrichad, Shema Mina. So you see that each Shabbos they would only say one parak of the Shira Hazinu and one parak of the Shir that was Nitka and the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, and that's why they had time to rotate a second time around when they would sing only one of the other. Now the Mishnah said in the beginning of the parak, Rabbi Yochum and Zaki made a takana that they'd be tokeh in Yavna because there's a Beis Din. So once we mentioned that the Sanhedrin was in Yavna, the Gemara discusses the galus of the Sanhedrin, where the Sanhedrin went at different times. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochum, Eser Masos Nasa Shechina. There were 10 places that the Shechina traveled in the days of the Bayis Rishon. That when Klal Yisrael did Averos, the Shechina abandoned us, but it didn't abandon us all at once. It went ma'at ma'at, it went a little bit at a time because it was difficult for the Shechina to just leave Klal Yisrael, and it was difficult for us to handle it, and we were hoping it would return back. So how do I know that there were 10 Masos? Mikrai, we learn from Psukim, Ukinegdan Gols of Sanhedrin, and corresponding to the 10 travels of the Shechina, the Sanhedrin during Bayesheni also had 10 travels, Migemara. That I don't know from Sukkim, that I know from Gemara, that they had such a Kabbalah. So you see in the Gemara what the Eser Masos were, and you see in the Pesukim what the Eser Masos were. Eser Masos Nasa Shechina Mekrai. Where do I see in Pesukim the 10 Masos? Be Kaporos, from the Kaporos that was on the Aron, where the Shechina would normally reside, it went Lekruv. It went from there to the Kruv, to one of the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made that was standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, flanking the Aron. Umikruv Lekruv, and then from one Kruv to the other Kruv. Umikruv LeMiftan, and then from the Kruv the Shechina went to the Miftan, to the doorstep of the Bayis. UmiMiftan LeChatzer, from there to the Chatzer of the Azara. UmiChatzer LeMizbeach, and there from there the Shechina went to the Mizbeach Chitzon. UmiMizbeach LeGag, and then from there to the Gag of the Heichal. Umigag lechomer, from there to the wall of the Azara. Umichomer liir, and from there to the city of Yerushalayim. Umiir lahar, and from the city to Har Hazesim. Umihar lemidbar, from Har Hazesim to the midbar. Umimidbar also v'yashuv mekoma, and from midbar that was it. It went up to Shemayim. Shnamar elech hashuva el mekomi, that the Shechina is going back to its original place. So now the Gemara discusses what's the makar for these masos. Mikaporos lekruv, mikruv lekruv, mikruv lemitzvah, dechsev nati lechasham b'di barti itcha me ala kaporos. So you see that the Shechina was ala kaporos because it says Hashem speaks to us me ala kaporos. Uksiv ve'arkeval kruv vayaof. So then you see it's on the kruv. Uksiv uchvor elkei yisrael nala me ala kruv asharei alav el miftan abayis. So you see it goes from the kruv into the miftan abayis. Miftan lechatzer dechsev ve'imali abayis asaadon va'chatzer malas noga kvar Hashem, that the chatzar is full of the light of the Kvod Hashem. Mechatzal mizbeach tuchsiv, reis yas Hashem nitzav ala mizbeach, that Hashem is nitzav on the mizbeach. Mizbeach legag tuchsiv, tov l'sheves al pinas gag. So that pasuk is Shlomo HaMelech talking about the Shechina, that it's better to reside on the Gag than to be with Eishas Midyanim. The rest of the pasuk is Tov L'Sheves Alpinas Gag Me Eishas Midyanim Beis Chaver, that it's a mashal to Knesset Yisrael that put a tzelem in the Heichal. So the Beis Chaver is that they were Mechaber Bayis Echad together with the Shechina, with this so Migag L'Choma, and from Gag it went to the Choma D'Chsiv Vinei Hashem Nitzav Al Chomas Anach, that the Shechina was on the Choma. Me Choma Li'ir D'Chsiv Kol Hashem Li'ir Yikra U'Me'ir Lahar, from the ear to the har tarazesin d'chsev v'yal kvar Hashem v'yal toch ha'ir v'yamar ala har asher mikedem li'ir. Harazesim is what's east of the city, so that's the har, that's mikedem li'ir. U'mehar l'midbar d'chsev tov shavis baritz midbar. Again, Me'eshes Midyanim V'Ka'as is the end of the pasuk. That it's better to be alone in the midbar than to be with a quarrelsome wife. And that's a mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he'd rather be in the midbar, not to be with Klal Yisrael who's angering him all the time. So he needs a break from us. U'min midbar also v'yashmei v'kom. And then from the midbar, it goes up to be yoshev in its proper place. T'chsiv elich v'ashuva el makomi. So that the Shechina is nostalgic to the original place, which is up in Shemayim. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu see, until Klal Yisrael recognizes what we did, the Araveros that we did, and we're able to we do tshuva, and we're mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Shechina back. But until then, the Shechina resides only in Shemayim. Amra Yochanan Shisha Chadash Nisak V'Shechina LiYisrael BaMidbar. There were 6 months that the Shechina waited for the Jewish people in the Midbar. Shemi Yachzru B'Tshuva, lest they do tshuva. Kivish Lo Chazru Amar Tipa Chatzman. Since once they didn't do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let their bones rot. Shemar Ve. That Kodesh Baruch Hu waits, he's mekava v'tikvasam. He waits for them. The Shechina waits for them in the midbar for them to do tshuva, and they didn't do tshuva. So that's ve'ini rishon v'tikvasam mapach nefesh, means that there's no tikva for them, only mapach nefesh. So it's the only thing they have to suffer the consequences, rather than that, and that's the only way there's ever going to be any hope. So now the Gemara says, connect on Galsa Sanhedrin. Good, that was the 10 travel. I mean, not good, but that's what happened with the Shechina, that the Shechina traveled. What about the Galuyos of the Sanhedrin itself? So Knegdon Galsa Sanhedrin mi Gemara, that we know from a Kabbalah that they had Milishchas Hagazus L'Chanus, that they made Chanuyos in the Harabayis, and they sat there because they weren't being done Dine Nefashos anymore. I mean, at a certain point they decided, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph says that they decided they couldn't be done Dine Nefashos because Rabu Arotzchim be Yisrael, there were too many murders in Klal Yisrael, and the whole idea of being done Dine Nefashos is never so that we can kill everybody. We're not interested in killing anybody. The whole idea of being Dan Din and Fashos was that it was meant to be a deterrent, but Rabbi Arotzkim, there were so many murderers, it wasn't being a deterrent anyway. So he said, we're not interested in this. We don't need to be Dan Din and Fashos and to be executing people. That's what the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Makos, that a Bezin that kills once every 7 years, once every 70 years, right, is considered a Bezin that's a violent Bezin. So we'd rather not do it. That's why Rabbi Moshe writes in the Tshuva to the governor of New York, when the governor asked what the Jewish view on capital punishment is. He said, the Jewish view on capital punishment is we really don't do it. We really try not to do it. We have laws on the books about it, but that's to serve as a deterrent. That's so that people will learn, ooh, Chil Shabbos must be really terrible if Hashem thinks that one deserves skila for it. But if we're actually giving people skila left and right, we're just going to stop. We're gonna leave. So the Sanhedrin left. That's what Rashi points out, based on the Gemara, in Masech Sanhedrin over here. So they went from the Lishchas Hagazus to the Chanus, because they're only able to be done Dinei Nefashos in Lishchas Hagazus. Mi Chanus Yerushalayim, Umi Yerushalayim li Yavne, and that's what we were talking about when the Bezin was in Yavne, right? That was our discussion. Umi Yavne li Usha, and from Yavne they went to Usha. Back to Yavne, and then Me'usha l'Shefarim, from Usha to Shefarim, Ushefarim l'Bei Sha'arim, and from Shefarim to Bei Sha'arim, and Bei Sha'arim l'Tzipori, from Bei Sha'arim they went to Tziporim, Tziporim l'Tveria. All these places where the Nasi of the Sanhedrin lived, and it's where the Nasi went, that's where the Sanhedrin followed. U'Tveria amuka mikulan. Tveria was the deepest of all of the places that they went. Shnemar v'shafalta me'eretz tidaberi. Rabbi Lazar Omer sheish galus. The Sanhedrin went into 6 galios. Shnemar ki hashach yoshvei marom kiryu niskava yashpilani yashpila ad oretz yagiena ad ofer. That there are 6 yiridos. Hashach, yashpilana, yashpila, ad oretz, yagiena, and ad ofer. So all those yiridos refer to the galuyos of the Sanhedrin. Amar b'yochron misham asidin l'gael. That it's from Tveria that they're ultimately going to come back. Shenamer snari me'afur kumi shuvi, that from the last galus, which is rumors in the pasuk, in the previous pasuk, that's mashal to afur, which is the last galus of Tveria. That's where it's going to, the geulas Yisrael is going to emerge from the place of the last galus. So now our Mishnah discusses another takana, new Mishnah, with another takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Rabbi Shimon Karcha, va'od zos. Originally, Eidim would be made about seeing the new moon. In order to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, they had to go and be made in front of the Rosh Beis Din. And from then they went back because the Rosh Beis Din was the one who the Kiddush HaKodesh was dependent on, and because of that, if they went to the Rosh Beis Din, if the Rosh Beis Din went somewhere else, they would have to go to wherever he was, because he was the important figure in being Mekadosh HaKodesh. Hisker and Biyakim and Zakai Shafil Rosh Beis Din Mechal Makom, wherever the Rosh Beis Din happens to be, if he's not in the place where he belongs, Shalei Yedim Holchim El Makom Avad, that the Yedim should always know where to go. They should always go to the Makom Yeshivas HaBezin, which is Dan Mekiddush HaKodesh, and Bezin will be Mekiddush HaKodesh without the help of the Rosh Bezin. And the Gemara is going to explain, because we don't want to be Matriach Le'edim, that they have to go looking where this guy is. He happens to be a very important things, I'm sure he's traveling for, but they shouldn't have to be playing a guessing game to try to figure out where he is. There was a certain woman, Dasmanua Ladina Kameda Memradai, that was Husman to Udin Torah. She was subpoenaed to Udin Torah because she owed money to somebody by a Meimar who lived in Arda'a, but that day was the day that, and the day came that she was supposed to come, Azal Amemar L'Mechuza, and Amemar happened to be in the city of Mechuza. So he sent a message that the woman should follow him to Mechuza. V'lo Azal Basrei, she didn't go, to Mechuza. Kasav Psicha, so he wrote a Nidoy Ilava, he wrote a Nidoy against her because she was Messiah of Ludin, she didn't show up to a Din Torah, so they write a Sirub against her. So Amalei Ravashi La Meimar, but Ravashi said to Meimar, but it says in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a Takana that Afilu Rosh Beis Din B'chol Makom Shlayu Eidim Holchin El Makom Avad, that the Eidim do not have to go find where the Rosh Beis Din is, they go to the Makom Avad. So why does this woman have to go to follow the Rosh Beis Din to Mechuza? Why can't she just go to where she's supposed to go, to where the Beis Din was supposed to be? So Amalei, Amemar said, now that din that the Edim don't have to go to find the Rosh Beis Din is, and they can go to the Beis Din itself, that's Hani Milinian Eidus HaChodesh. That's when it comes to Eidus of seeing the new moon for Kiddush HaChodesh. Dim Kain, because if you can say that they have to go where the Rosh Beis Din is, wherever he might be, Nimsis Machshil Nasilavo. Next time they're going to say, well, where am I going to schlep around? I'm going to go looking for this guy. I may not even be able to find him, and then they're not going to come at all. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, no, we're going to make this as easy as possible. We're going to streamline the process. We'll tell you exactly where to go, and you can rest assured that if you go there, you're okay. Aval hacha, eved lova lishmalva, but by a din Torah, by dinei mamonos, the lova is like an eved klape the malva, and therefore he has to go to the place where the malva is tovea him, and he can't get out. I mean, if you borrowed money, so then you're kafuf to the person that owes you money. That's what the Gemara in Bava Basra says. Malva Hashem chonin dal. That if a person is chonin dal, if a person gives tzedakah, then he's a malva to Hashem. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu owes us, meaning it's always better to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu owe us than for us to owe him. So that's one of the mitzvahs of giving tzedakah. Rav Shechter said, I forgot where, I think he said in the Karen Biavna dinner that they used to get up and announce that that you always want to give in advance as much tzedakah as you can in advance, because then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to owe you. So decide how much money you'd like to make this year and give the Meiser up front. So decide if you want to make $1 million this year, give $100,000 right now. Then Hashem will owe you the other $900,000. So then you'll be able to, I don't know if it always works, but anyway, I don't think he was taking a chayas for it, but yeah, it's one becomes a malva of Hashem when one is chonin dal. Tan Rabban, ein kohanim rashad lalos besandalei in the duchan. Kohanim are not allowed to do birch kohanim with their shoes on, because we're choshish that a strap is going to come off and they're going to go tie it when everyone else is being mevarich, because people are going to make fun. You know, you don't want to look funny up there with your shoes untied. So people are going to say that the reason he sat down and he was not interested in being with the other Kohanim is because he's not a Kohen Miuchas, and there must be a Psula, and it's going to cause a laz on his whole family. So Vizu Echad Miteshah Takanos Shiskun Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's also one of the nine Takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shista Haipirka, the Gemara explains what the nine Takanos are. Six of them we already mentioned, that they would be Tokea wherever there's a Beis Din. Number two, that Lulav Znitel B'Medina Shiva. Number three, Yom Henef is Kulo Aser, the whole second day of Pesach is Aser B'Chadash. Number four, that the Mekabel Eidus Kalayom. Number five, that the Eidim always went to the Makom Avad, they didn't have to find where the Rosh Beis Din is. And number six, that the Kohanim don't wear their shoes to Duchen. V'chada de Pirka Kama. And then there was one that we had in the first parak on Daf Chaf Aleph, that after the Churban Abayis, that the Eidei Kiddush HaKadosh should not be Mechal El Shabbos, except for Nisan and Tishrei. V'idach, okay, so we still have two more. T'tanya, Gerish and Niskayir B'Zman HaZeh. The Brisa tells us if a Gerish and Niskayir B'Zman HaZeh when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and the halacha is a Gershon Iskayer has to bring a karban, Sarach Sheyafrish Rova Lekino. He has to set aside a certain amount of money for the karban that he's going to have to bring. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kvar Nimna La Rabbi Yochanan Bitlam Ebrea Takala. That's a Rabbi Yochanan Zakim Ebrea Takana. Not a good idea. We don't want Kodesh money floating around. So every Ger is going to set aside money that's going to be Kodesh. That's not a good idea. That's going to be a Takala. But have Mam Shal Hagdash. Vi Idach, Pluk the Drav Papa, Renach Mar Yitzchak. And the ninth Takana is a Machlokas, what it was. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravai, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lashon Shel Zuris. Rav Papa says it related to Kerem Ravai, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it related to the Lashon Shel Zahoris. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravai. I guess we'll pick up with Rav Papa Amar Kerem Ravai. We'll go into what these what the ninth takana was Be'ezra Hashem tomorrow. We'll pick up with that tomorrow. Still falling behind here, but we'll try to catch up.